Sukkah Perek Dalad Mishnah Test. Nisuch HaMayim Ketzed. How would they do Nisuch HaMayim? Tzloicha Shalzav Machazekes Shloisha Lugim Hayim Malim Min HaShiluach. They would use a golden pitcher and fill from a spring that was near Yerushalayim. This pitcher was able to hold 3 Lugim, which the Rav explains is the smallest shear for things that are used for Nisachim, which is a Revias Hahin. That's 3 Lugim. That's usually used for a Keves. Higyu L'Shar HaMayim. When they came to the gate, the Shar HaMayim, which is south of the Mizbeach, one of the gates entering the Mikdash, but it was directly below it, so it's a direct path. Toku ve'ri v'toku. They blew the chatzotros for simcha. Ola bekevesh. The Kohen went up on the ramp of the Mizbeach. Upanal l'smolo, and he turned left, because that's the place that they would pour it. Shnei svalim shel kesef hayusham. There were 2 basins of silver. Now Taisus asks, how could it be that they're pouring from these golden pitchers into the silver basins? Isn't this a problem of Malin Bekodesh Vein Maridim? You're going down from a higher level, from something that's nicer, to something that's lower. So Teretz is that, Taisus says, that these basins that they're going to be pouring into on top of the Mizbeach, they're not separated. They were actually plastered onto the Mizbeach. So they're really part of the Mizbeach itself. They weren't separate. So therefore, it's not a problem with that. Now, there were 2 because they would be pouring wine as they did every day, and now, today, they're pouring water as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Sidhayu. Rabbi Yehuda says they were just made out of plaster, these basins that were on top of the Mizbeach. Elo Shayim Mushcharin Pneim Mipnei Ayayin. Rather, they looked like silver because they got darker because of all of the wine that was poured into them. Umnukovin Kimin Shnei Choytomin Dakin. And according to everybody, these basins had a hole in them where when we would pour the wine or the water into this basin, the water then would go out of the hole and then would fall onto the Mizbeach. There was a hole on the Mizbeach itself. So they'd pour it into the basin from their pitcher and then it would come out of a hole in the basin and fall into the hole that was on the Mizbeach itself. That would go deep down, like the Rav explains. Echad mu'uba ve'echad dak. One of them was wider and one of them was smaller, because water will go down a lot quicker than the thicker wine. And why was it done this way? Kadesh yu shneim kolin bivasachas, that they should both finish at the same time. The water and the wine should both get to the same destination at the same time. Ma'aravi shel mayim mizrachi shel yayin. The one that was on the west was the water, and the basin that was on the right was the wine. Yiru shel mayim l'toch shel yayin, v'shel yayin l'toch shel mayim. If they poured the one of water into the one of wine, or the one of wine into the one of water, Yatza. You're still Yatza. So since these basins were plastered onto the Mizbeach, like Taisa says, what it means is if they by accident poured the wrong one into the wrong one, you're Yatza. The Rambam learns that this case could also be if the water and the wine were mixed in the pitchers into one kli, and then from that kli, the mixed kli, they were poured together, you're also Yatza that way too. That's what the Rambam learned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beloy Koyim Anasa Koshman. So Rav explains Rabbi Yehuda was chaylik on 2 things. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda says it was only a log, it was not 3 lugim. That's all you needed. And the second thing he was chaylik on is that they even did Nisuch HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres, all the 8 days of Sukkot. And now the Mishnah continues, Amenasech Haimim Loi, and the one that was doing the Nisachim, they would say to him, Hag Be'yadecha, raise your hands, that we should see that you're pouring the water into the basin. Shepamachas Nisuch Echad Al Gabi Raglov, because one time it happened that there was a Tzeduki that was doing this. He was the one that was appointed to do Nisuch HaMayim, and he didn't believe that there was Nisuch HaMayim, Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, like we know. And he just poured it on his legs. Urgamu kol ha'am besrogehen. And the whole nation pelted him with their esrogim. So in order to prevent this from ever happening again, they made the Kohen that was doing the Nisuch HaMayim raise his hands and show everybody.